Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
We have a fetish expert on the phone right now.
We do.
Yeah, well, I figured on the Dumbass News I should be right a part of all of this.
How you doing?
Doing good. How you guys doing today?
Good. Bad, Mark Slaughter's on the phone.
Yay!
We wouldn't have put you in Dumbass News if we just do Dumbass News here at 9:20. We had you scheduled for 9.
Right. Non-Dumbass.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Since you're late, you're in Dumbass News.
Right.
There you go. Just putting it out there. There you have it.
We were talking this morning to various tribe members about fetishes, and Ayesha is pregnant, and she ran into a guy who has, we think, a fetish for pregnant women.
Uh-huh.
Have you had or do you have any weirdo fetishes?
No, I'm a pretty normal guy.
Really?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm boring.
Nowadays is weird.
Yeah, you know how it is. Just, you know, just regular guy.
They're just standard.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like girls. And,
right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like your toaster.
They don't have to be pregnant. They don't have to be, you know.
Specifically dressed.
Right. Yeah. Just like a statue, wearing a jacket.
No. Yeah. It can be pretty much anything.
Right. Yeah. You know?
Secretary, regular, whatever.
Right.
Right. Okay. Schoolgirl.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not a fetish.
No.
Yeah, that almost seems kind of normal.
It's like a menu.
Is it a hot girl?
Right.
Normal. Right. Have you ever drank breast milk?
Intentionally.
Have I ever drank? No, I have not.
Okay.
No.
All right.
But although, technically, cows are breast milk, so there you go.
Okay, yes, right. From a cow.
Right.
Yeah. Which is really odd if you think about it, but anyway.
It is weird, isn't it? Like, how did we figure that one out?
Seriously.
Like,
The person who discovered milk, what were they doing?
They're like, hey, I'll tell you what. You sit over there, and I'll see how I can make it in your mouth.
it's like,
we should do that on the farm. We'd have fights.
It's like, what were you doing?
Squirt fights.
Right.
It doesn't sound good. Hey, you want to go have a squirt fight?
Oh, right. My God.
No, I don't. Mark Slaughter's on. You come into the Mohegan Sun on Friday with Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dismember. That's right. Yeah, it's going to be great. We're really looking forward to it. I love the Mohegan Sun Casino. It's one of my favorites for sure.
Tom Cantone goes the extra mile and then some
to
make sure that you artists enjoy it so you come back.
Absolutely. We've been going there years and years. I mean, every year we seem to make it through there, so it's a wonderful thing.
So this was originally going to be Vince Neil in you, right?
Yes, correct.
Do we know what happened, or was it scheduling?
No? He just pulled out. I mean, I know he has a residency with Motley Crue in Las Vegas, but I don't know what happened to it. So
yeah,
you know, I'm not into the, don't know the news on Vince, but you know, it's Vince.
It's right. Vince. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's had such a friggin' tough life, man.
Yeah.
He's had some.
Yeah.
Gets a pass.
He's a survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is, man. He's a good guy. I've known Vince a lot of years, and I mean, some people, there's a lot of people who attack him and everything else. And you know, he's always been kind to me.
I want someone to intervene and talk to him about his weight because I just want to see him healthy again.
Yeah.
And, you know, his voice is still there. It's just that he runs out of breath. You know?
Yeah. Well, he's trimmed down quite a bit. He looks great.
Oh really?
Nice.
Yeah, he looks
great. Again,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. But I don't call Vince up, you know, every day or whatever, but he's always been kind to me and I have not a bad word to say about him.
No, neither do we.
Nope.
Who do you have in your cell phone? Like, who can you call? You probably have Vince's number, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can you call Gene Simmons?
You know, it's so weird. It's so weird because you know the kid in me is just kind of goes, wow. You know, you think about it. You know, I toured with Ozzy and toured with Kiss and toured with, you know, all these great bands. But they're just people that you rub elbows with on the stage. It becomes, you know, every once in a while that kid jumps in and you go, you know, oh man, isn't this cool? Because you're living your dream and you're out there playing and you know, it's what you wanted. But sometimes, you know, the travel's a pain in the rear. You know, I'm sure you've heard that from many, many artists, especially when you're flying from one place to another. We'll play like Mohegan Sun, then we'll play California the next day. You know, in California, we're dragging ass a little bit because it's, you know, you don't get any sleep.
Yeah, no, it's brutal.
But great job. I love my job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, your work buddies are Ozzy Osbourne, Gene Simmons,
so cool.
You know, Paul Stanley. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty crazy. And you know what's funny is you don't take pictures because you're in it.
Yes.
And then later on you're like, man, I don't have any pictures of all this stuff I've done in my life. You know, you have pictures of everything else. You have all those type of things.
So, especially now, there's no excuse. Because we have cell phones,
no,
we always have
cell phones. Yeah. Exactly. Back then, there was like, you know, you have to get the photographer.
Who has a camera?
Sure the lighting was good.
Right.
Yeah.
Save the physical picture for 40 years.
I know it seems like you don't want to, you know, but think about if we had a picture of Mark Slaughter and Gene Simmons and Kiss, you know, like backstage. Young,
and they'd say, listen, Mark, I know I've got this fetish I need to tell you about. I've got this book. You should look at it. No, don't go past page 3 because it gets really, really greasy at that point.
And the pages are together.
That sounds like an actual quote.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
You guys are survivors, man. Congratulations.
Ah, thanks. You know, we love to make music, and it's nice to play songs that have been part of everybody's lives. Obviously, they're a part of our lives, but, you know, we are very blessed in the side that our music became, you know, in the mainstream where people remember that and associate it with, you know, some good times in life. So that's the beauty of rock and roll, you know?
Yeah, it's when you think about it, how many kids grab a bass or a guitar or pair of drumsticks and have that dream of making it. Of all of those kids, how many of them actually get a record deal? And then of all of those, which is a finite number compared to how many people start playing music,
how many
of them get a song, they write a song that cuts through and touches so many people on the planet, then to do that over and over again.
I mean, yeah.
Still have fans decades later. It's not a lot. There's
a handful
of people. When you think of all the people on the planet, you're in a very finite group of people.
For a while, since Vinnie Vincent Invasion, for God's sake.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Another Kiss guitar player. Yep. There you go. Yeah, we're surrounded by Kissness.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Kissness. That's actually a good name for a band.
Nice. Right?
Like for one of those Kiss cover bands.
Right.
Kissness.
Right, exactly. Kissness.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's Kiss and they play all Christmas music.
Nice.
Kissness.
Very, right?
Or, yeah, Kiss-a-dum. There's all kinds of different things you can use. Yeah, exactly.
And we're talking to Mark Slaughter of Slaughter playing Mohegan Sun's Wolf Den Friday with Ace Frehley. There's a documentary being made on you guys, right?
Yeah, we're working on that right now, and it's you know, just basically all the stories and the things we've been through, and, you know, it's just a story about the music, first and foremost, because I think that's the most important part.
You know what I think would be a good segment in this documentary?
What's that?
You do this radio interview, and a guy asks you, like, do you have a fetish for pregnant women, and have you drank breast milk?
Right.
Right. We should insert that.
Yeah, because it goes to show the weird things you have to wake up and do.
And put up
with. And put up with. Right. Right.
And you know, and we'll make sure to put it, you know, the captions underneath. So if somebody has a sound down, they can still catch it.
Right. Because it's so important.
Integral part of it. Yeah, exactly.
Have you made a list of like some of the stories you're going to make sure get into this documentary?
Not necessarily a list. I think it's just one of the, just more of the, just getting the story of the music. I think that's the most important part of it. That, you know, we're one of the few bands if not the only band from our genre that wrote, produced, and still perform our music. A lot of bands had other people that were a part of the creative process. So we were really lucky to have that, you know, freedom. A lot, you know, like bands have now, you could basically do whatever you want because the label didn't jump in. So we were real lucky in that. I think that's part of the whole magic of what happened with our band.
Yeah. Somebody, was it your manager who wanted you to change Fly to the Angels?
Yes. Yeah. It said it didn't have a chorus.
Yeah. Luckily you didn't listen.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, it's, if you're making those decisions, you know, it, whether it wins or loses, at least you made that decision. And I think that was the right. Beautiful part of being able to do it that way.
You want to live or die by your own sword.
Yep.
That's right. That's right.
Did you have any conversations with record label people like that? You know, you have a big hit and then they want you to just keep making that. Like George Thorogood went through that. It's like, just keep making Bad to the Bone.
Right. They want you. Well, and the funny thing is with a lot of record companies, and the reason why a lot of bands go through so much grief is they'll sign a band thinking they're great and fantastic, and then they'll get a producer to produce them, and then they'll get a writer, an outside writer, to write the music. So they're essentially signed, but they're not doing exactly what they were signed for.
Right.
So it's like, you know, we just kind of up front said, look, after I left the VVI, it was one of those things of saying, look, either we do it our way or just drop us. Because I had a leaving member agreement once I left that act. So
it's kind of like a Dave Chappelle move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be me or it's not going to be me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And that's pretty much, you know, how it all went down. And we really had that creative side just to do it and work 24/7. And we were real smart about it. And we didn't go into a giant studio. We went into a small studio, much like what people do today. You know, we did it right.
Did you have a lot of pressure to like wear flannels and change the sound of your music when that whole Seattle grunge thing hit?
No,
no,
good. No. And I think that the industry itself was changing. EMI, the record label we were with, pretty much is defuncting at that point. I mean, you could see the label starting to fall apart, and it is a whole different thing now. It's YouTube and, you know, TikTok and everything else that's out there that is the most, that's the new label. That's what labels even look at, because there's no physical product that you're selling anymore. If I handed you a CD player, you guys could play it, but a lot of people don't even have a CD player in their car anymore because they're not making them.
Yeah,
right. Well, I like that there's not a gatekeeper now for talent. You know, we used to, you know, like we had no access to any talent unless a record label said, you have talent and we're going to get you played on the radio.
Yeah.
Now,
and it's only one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now the artists aren't stopped by dummies. They can get, find the audience.
That's the whole Billie Eilish story.
And that's the beautiful part of today, in my opinion, is that the really good music somehow finds its way through, you know, all that. And, you know, I think it's encouraging to me because some of the musicians that you see, especially some of the young kids, are phenomenal. I mean, just absolutely phenomenal.
Well, we're looking forward to this show, Mohegan Sun Friday, with Ace Frehley. Who's opening for who? Or it doesn't matter.
We're opening.
Yeah.
We're opening. We're first up to bat, and then Ace is going to be up. So
good. Then when you're done, I'll bring you out for some steaks.
Sounds great.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. We'll sit in the casino and look at the pregnant woman.
Exactly.
Mark, thanks for coming on, man. Congratulations on all your success. We look forward to the documentary and for the show Friday at Mohegan Sun. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much, guys. We'll see
you. Thank you. Mark Slaughter of Slaughter playing Friday, Mohegan Sun,
Wolf Den.
That's, by the way, a great place to see a show.
It's fun.
Intimate.
Yep.
Get there early.
At Ability Chiropractic, They do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.